Members of Congress are expressing outrage at long waiting times and falsification of records at Veterans Affairs hospitals, compounded by the fact that supposedly inept managers have received millions of dollars in bonuses. So what does the House do? It approves a bill to give top VA executives the right to fire people, senior executives, nearly at will. Now, it's not clear whether what the House has proposed and passed is legal. For more on our weekly Legal Loop segment, we turn to federal employment attorney John Mahoney. John, hi.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So first of all, can you explain exactly what the House has approved and who this would apply to?
Sure. We're talking about House Bill 4031, which they call the Department of Veterans Affairs Management Accountability Act of 2014. And basically what that says is that notwithstanding any other provision of law, including Title V of the U.S. Code, which is the title of the U.S. Code under which senior executives are typically hired, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs may remove any individual from the SES that the Secretary determines the performance of which merit or warrant such removal. And the methodology by which the Secretary can remove a senior executive based upon that performance issue is basically at will. The person can be removed under the manner in which removal of a professional staff member of a member of Congress is removed, which is effectively at will. And the other parts of the bill that are very startling is that typically if a senior executive is removed from the SES for performance, they revert back to a general Schedule 15 position. But this bill, if it's passed in the Senate, would allow for the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to remove a senior executive not only from the SES but from the Federal Service as a whole, meaning you're fired, get out, or transfer the individual to a general scheduled position at any grade. So you could go from being a senior executive to, let's say, a GS-4 overnight based upon performance. It's a really shocking bill.
And does it violate the law that's in place? I mean, there's 50 years of development of civil service law and practice and regulation. And can Congress actually do this for one single agency, or could it be rendered unconstitutional or something? Or could a court overturn it?
Yeah, I really am taking the position that the bill as it currently is passed by the House is unconstitutional. The Supreme Court many years ago in Cleveland Board of Education versus Loudermill said that a tenured civil servant, a tenured government employee who is not a probationary employee, cannot be removed from their federal employment or their government employment without due process of law, meaning the person has to have notice in advance of the intent to remove and be given, you know, procedural protections, including the opportunity to respond and a hearing as to whether their conduct or lack of performance merits the removal. This bill, as written, as I just described to you, says nothing about that. And in fact, the manner of the removal in Section C of this provision states that the removal of the person can be taken in the manner of a professional staff member employed by any member of the House, which means that they can be fired at will, effectively. So I really do think that this provision is unconstitutional as written.
When you look at the landscape of federal employees, how many right now can be fired at will?
Well, all probationary federal employees can be fired at will, meaning if you're hired into a new position with the federal government, everybody either has a one-year or two-year probationary period. If you are failing in your job performance within that probationary period, you can be let go at any time for any reason or no reason, even a factually mistaken reason, which is the definition of at-will employment, as long as the real reason is not what we call a prohibited personnel practice, like discrimination or whistleblower retaliation. This bill says nothing about that. It says notwithstanding any other provision of law, these SESers can be fired at will or demoted to a GS-4 or GS-5 from a senior executive position, and there's nothing they can do about it. There's no requirement of pre-termination notice. There's no requirement of an opportunity to respond. There's no opportunity, as all SESers currently have, to have an MSPB hearing if they are facing performance-based removal. And, you know, it certainly turns on its head the 35 to 40 years of Civil Service Reform Act history on the treatment of senior executives in the federal government.
Now, let's just discuss how things are right now. VA has a complicated management structure. If a hospital director, the top person at a given hospital, has a hospital which has high infection rates and terrible wait times and falsifications of records, what can be done with that person within the current civil service system for senior executives now?
Sure.
And who can do it?
Yeah. Under 5 U.S.C. Chapter 31 and 5 Code of Federal Regulations Part 359, senior executives can face adverse actions just like general schedule employees. They cannot be suspended for 14 days or less like GS employees, but they can be suspended for 15 days or more, and they can be removed. So there are provisions that are already in place and have been in place since 1978 that provide for the swift removal and reasonable discipline of senior executives who either are neglectful in their duties, engage in actual misconduct like these falsification charges that have been lodged at the Phoenix VA, or their performance is unacceptable. We really think that this provision, this Department of Veterans Affairs Management Accountability Act bill, is overreach. We're in a political season, obviously. We're in a midterm election year. This is quite a scandal. I'm not trying to undermine or you know, reduce the impact of the misconduct that the IG at VA has uncovered in terms of, you know, the falsified reports on wait time and the potential deaths that have resulted therefrom. Certainly heads need to roll at the VA for the misconduct at issue. And certainly right now, 5 U.S.C. Chapter 31 provides legitimate, you know, due process provided methodologies by which senior executives can be disciplined or removed for misconduct or poor performance. We do not need this Management Accountability Act of 2014.
We're speaking with federal employment attorney John Mahoney. So it sounds like there's really two issues. If there were falsifications of records, that's probably criminal. But if someone just runs a crummy hospital and can't get the job done per VA's metrics, then it sounds like someone at headquarters just didn't use the discretion they have for dealing with that administrator, if that's the case.
That's correct. And I always preach, you know, rehab or removal. If you've got a federal employee, regardless of the grade, including SCSers, if they're engaging in neglect of duty or unacceptable performance, then it's incumbent upon agency management to properly discipline them. You can fire a tenured federal employee within 30 days. So we're not talking about a monumental amount of time before you can put someone on the street for misconduct or poor performance. The reality is that, you know, this is a political reaction to a tragedy. And I understand where Congress is coming from in terms of wanting to have teeth in terms of dealing with federal employees who do not perform their jobs properly and, worse, falsify records, which certainly is criminal. But this is an overreach in a political season, unfortunately.
But, John, how you said that the process of removing or firing senior executives can actually happen within the framework relatively quickly. But how swift is it in practice?
Well, realistically, you know, the person under that Cleveland versus Loudermill case, under Title V of the U.S. Code, Chapter 31, you are entitled, as a senior executive, to 30 days advance notice of the agency's intent to fire you. Then you have the right to respond. You have due process. You have the right to respond in writing and orally, and you have the right to be represented by an attorney. Then the agency makes a decision whether it wants to go forward with the proposed removal or whether it wants to mitigate the discipline to a lesser, you know, serious disciplinary action. Then the employee, if they end up with a 15-day suspension or more, can file an appeal to the Merit System Protection Board like every other federal employee if you're dealing with a conduct issue. If you're dealing with a performance issue, they get what's called an informal hearing, the SCSers do, at the MSPB. It's not as broad as a conduct case in terms of MSPB protection, but it does at least afford basic due process rights to senior executives who are fired or proposed to be removed from the SCS based upon unacceptable performance. This bill does none of that.
Okay.
It basically says that they can be fired at will.
So basically right now it's a process of several months, possibly longer because of all the back and forth and the different litigation that's possible.
Well, the termination can be effected in 30 days. The appeal to the MSPB happens after the fact, after the person's been removed from the SES or after the person has been suspended or removed from the SES for conduct. You know, the United States isn't paying that person's salary after they have been removed, but they have the right to appeal that removal to the MSPB, and if they can prove they didn't do what the agency accuses them of or that the penalty was too harsh under the MSPB's precedent, then they can be returned back to work with back pay, benefits, interest, and attorney's fees and damages, et cetera. But, you know, that's the traditional way that the United States has disciplined and removed senior executive service members. And to pinpoint or target one agency's SESers is a very scary thought because, you know, obviously this is a big scandal. It has resulted in potential deaths of veterans. So Congress is obviously alarmed by the malfeasance of the Department of Veterans Affairs. But it is a scary political reaction to that scandal by picking out, you know, from the Title V SES Corps, one agency's SESers and treating them completely differently than the rest of the SES and stripping them of their constitutional due process rights.
And over in the Senate, I mean, it does seem like this idea of making it easier for the secretary to get rid of executives is gaining steam no matter how the final form comes to being. The head of the VA committee in the Senate, Bernie Sanders, says that he wants to do something similar while maintaining due process for the employees, still letting the secretary get rid of those who have poor job performances. Is there any middle ground that you see between current law and what the House has passed, something that maybe the Senate will come to?
Sure. You know, obviously, I think the text of that statute, that bill, 4031 in the House, H.R. 4031, which did pass by a huge majority. It passed on the 22nd of May by a 390-33 vote. So it's not something that's, you know, just a fringe bill. It's definitely something that's got a lot of bipartisan support in the House. You know, the language can be punched up in terms of providing due process and make the bill constitutional if that's what Congress wants to do. You know, we just have to give some procedures, you know, advance notice to the SESers and some opportunity to respond and plead their case before a decision is made. The current bill that passed the House does not provide for those procedures, and that's why I think it's constitutionally defective. But, you know, certainly the Senate could, throw in some due process provisions that would make it more lawful, more constitutional, and would make it more palatable to the Senate, I would imagine, and to the president.
So it sounds like there's two alternatives here then, among many, but two that emerge here in this discussion. One is that VA could end up with its own system for senior executives and other high-level officials, or two, the entire government could end up being tarred by what happened at a few VA people.
That's true. I mean, obviously, it has been open season on federal employees in this Congress for its entire term. You know, it's very easy to scapegoat federal civil servants who are basically performing, you know, public service every day when something goes wrong. You know, this is a big scandal. This is a situation involving the potential deaths of a number of, decorated veterans. And certainly the health care services provided to veterans is of paramount importance to Congress, as it should be, and to the American people. So if there's a middle ground that can be reached in the Senate that would make this bill constitutional, obviously it will send a message that, you know, providing people with performance bonuses while their subordinates are falsifying, you know, wait times at VA hospitals is not something that the United States finds acceptable.
John Mahoney is a federal employment attorney in Washington. Thanks so much for joining us, as always.
Thank you, Tom.